Welcome back to the Three Rows Podcast. I am Rollo.
I am Roscoe.
I'm whoever you want me to be, but tonight I'm Roxy.
All right, so we're going to kick things off with the breaking news of Odell Beckham to the Browns. And so with this addition, what are your thoughts on the receiving core as of next year with Baker Mayfield throwing to him?
Well, that is a great receiving core. The tight end Njoku is so big, so good. And then they have Callaway, Landry, and Odell. That is top three receiving core. Even number one.
Could not agree more. I think it's probably the best skill set in the NFL, to be honest with you. I don't know why the Giants gave up on him. I mean, this guy's made for New York. He's handsome. He's good. Competitive. He's tough. I mean, let me ask you two. Why did the Giants give up on this guy? Anybody got a theory on this? I mean, look, they haven't won anything. I agree with him. But what is so bad about Odell Beckham?
I think they're rebuilding, just subtracting everybody.
Well, you don't want to rebuild with him. He's 24 years old.
I don't know.
In my opinion, they just feel like Odell is probably a good asset they could use to trade because they can't really use him to his full potential, considering their quarterback situation is not very good. So they probably figure, why, if we can't use him to our full potential, why don't we try to get some draft picks for him and all that?
What did they get for him? I didn't even know the details. For any of our listeners who don't know the details, do we know exactly what the deals of the trade were?
Yes. The Giants got the Browns' first-round pick in 2019, number 17 overall.
Yeah, it's big.
Their second, third-round pick this year, and safety Jabril Peppers.
All right, so Peppers is a beast. So they got a really good safety, 17 and a third. You know, they wanted him out. Is there any other way to look at it? Guys.
No.
Not really.
They wanted him out!
What do you think about the Browns' running backs?
Hey, who are they? I didn't know who they are.
They have Chubb, and after he comes out of jail, they even have Kareem Hunt. Chubb is very young. Like, they're
Kareem Hunt won't play this year, obviously.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, like, they still have Chubb.
Nor should he, by the way. I'll never be able to get that out of my head. You know, he's very, very smart, too. And, God, you know, anybody who does that to a woman is going to get exactly what they deserve. But in terms of the trade, strictly football? I don't know. I don't think they got enough for him. 17, Peppers is good, and a third rounder. Help me, Rollo. Help me, guys.
I think Browns can make the playoffs.
I think the Browns, with that addition.
Oh, no, he did.
That offense is completely stacked.
Loaded. Agreed.
They're going to just have to outscore teams. They're going to have shootouts.
You know what?
They have Myles Garrett on the other side of the ball.
I guess my question is, because I agree with you guys, what did the Giants get out of it? Like,
First round pick. And their own, which is like two.
What a Giants. Second pick of the draft.
Well, if they were willing to trade away arguably one of the best wide receiver, the best wide receiver in the NFL.
Antonio Brown.
I said arguably. Yeah, he's in the discussion.
All right.
He's right. In the discussion.
DeAndre Hopkins.
If they were willing to trade him away, they must have their eyes on a receiver coming out of this field.
Oh, in the draft.
Yeah. Perhaps that kid that broke every record, DK Metcalf.
Oh, my God. Have you seen the numbers on this kid?
No.
He could beat you running backwards in the 100. Of course, anyone can beat you in that. We know that about you, Roscoe. This kid flies. I don't know what the Giants' endgame is. We'll see. I mean, they won nothing with Beckham. They won nothing with him.
Saquon's going to be good still. He's young. He's a beast. He's an animal.
And, you know, great, great wide receivers don't win championships. I dare someone to disagree with me.
Okay.
Who wants to disagree with them?
I can't disagree.
Great wide receiver. You can't win. You can't build around a wide receiver. There's got to be the right guy chucking in the ball. And the Giants... As of now,
what
they just
like
don't
that
have
Rice guy?
Jerry Rice,
yeah,
Joe Montana,
and Steve Young, two Hall of Famers. Other than that, hey, this is why we have Roscoe on the podcast.
Good job, Roscoe.
How about Tom Brady?
All right. So,
how about Tom Brady?
Okay. He never threw to Jerry Rice.
Wins without anybody. Nobody. He's never won a Super Bowl with a single guy going to the Hall of Fame. Google it.
He's Gronkowski.
Gronk's going to Hall of Fame. Are you sure?
Fringe, are you maybe. Kidding me?
Fringe, baby.
He's broken all the tight end records.
I'm going to Google that. We're going to find out, but you might be right. Other than him, though, who? Six titles. And by the way, Gronk was only for two of them. What about the other four? Who was the best receiver Brady ever played with who he won a Super Bowl with?
Perhaps Randy Moss.
Careful, didn't win it with him. I knew you were going to say that. 18-1, hashtag, never won a Super Bowl with Moss.
I mean, like, Edelman is always clutching the Super Bowl. I mean, he's not a Hall of Famer, though.
Edelman's great, not a Hall of Famer.
I know, but, like, even Amendola is so good in the playoffs. He's just a bad regular season player.
Amendola's a bad boy. I agree. I'm just saying, receiver is not something you want to pay for. Historically.
Yeah. All right. So that brings us into our next topic of discussion. Russell Westbrook and this very rude fan. No. So this fan allegedly told him to get on his knees like he used to, which was a very racist statement.
Sure was.
And Westbrook obviously just sort of instinctively retaliated and is being fined $25,000 for...
Wait, the league fined him? I had not seen that. The league fined Westbrook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
No, it's because he...
Oh, boy.
The fan may have said something very incredibly rude, but he still retaliated and used negative language. And just because it was directed at one person doesn't mean multiple people couldn't hear it. So... that's kind of not allowed.
I think Russell Westbrook is a super talented player who at times is a total idiot. I mean, I do. I think he's tough to play with. I think he wants a ball. I think he wants to be the star. I think sometimes he'd rather play well himself and lose than share the ball and win.
I disagree.
But
I completely disagree.
Let me say, in this case, he could not be more correct. You don't talk to, just because you buy a ticket and sit in the stands doesn't mean you get to yell at one of the best players. And by the way, by all accounts, a classy guy in Westbrook. And yell at him to get on his knees. I mean, I don't know if it's racial or sexual. I don't know what it is. But you know what it is? It's rude.
It's rude, and it's
inappropriate. I do too. I think he's right.
Harden, Durant, they both left. Westbrook has stayed there.
True. Loyal to OKC.
Through the hard times. And he's getting rewarded with it with, like, Paul George.
George
maybe
stayed.
Maybe other good players.
So George wants to play with him, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think he's really selfish at all. I think he always makes the good pass and always gets it to the open guy.
You might be right.
I mean, the numbers make him seem kind of selfish, however. Averaging a triple-double.
Exactly. Triple-double, that's counting assist.
Yeah, but he's a guy who needs a ball. Guys, you know, guys who need the ball.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. LeBron wants the ball. Does he need the ball to be great?
But Paul George is having a hell of a year, too. So, like, I don't think you can say...
I don't think you can say
Westbrook is a bull hog because George is having a hell of a year.
So, let me challenge you.
And when Oladipo was...
Let me challenge you on this. They're fourth in the West. Fourth in the West.
Yeah.
They're behind the Warriors. The Rockets are playing great. The Nuggets have had a great year. I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean... Do you think Russell Westbrook is classic, not going to win a title? Like, he's not. Russell Westbrook is never going to win a title. And he's just generations Charles Barkley or Karl Malone or great players who don't win titles.
I could not scream more.
You think he's going to win a title?
You think he's going to win a title? When, now? This year?
No.
Are you giving that up? Oh, attention, news flash.
Paul George is going to stay because he's having a hell of a year.
How many times are you going to say Paul George is having a hell of a year?
And
give me something else!
Do you think with all the free agency, Kemba Walker, Klay Thompson?
Don't say
draft.
Well,
they don't need a Kemba Walker.
Kevin
Durant.
They don't need
a Kemba Walker.
Who do they need? Klay Thompson?
He would help. They don't have a lot of shooters on that team. I mean, Paul George is obviously one, but
no,
All right then. Well, one sort of interesting. All right, after that short ad break, we're going to get back into this interesting story about Knicks owner James Dolan, who said that the fan who confronted him actually planned it as if it was an ambush and told him to sell the team.
When was the last time the Knicks won big? Well, does anyone remember? In the playoffs. I'll even take that.
Carmelo Anthony?
Melo took him to the
playoffs. Lin Sanity? Jeremy Lin?
Oh, good one.
That guy is like... That guy played for like 18 million teams, I believe.
You guys don't get it. I'm a Celtics fan. We're all Celtics.
Yeah.
I want the Knicks to be good. The league is more interesting with the Knicks being good.
Do
but
they?
James Dolan has been nothing short of a disaster as an owner. So if he was sabotaged by a fan, like the guy just wants to win. He's tired of losing. Am I wrong?
No, I'm not wrong at all.
You're losing. Aren't we all?
I mean, if you're a Patriots fan, not really, but like,
Knicks are one of the Celtics' most natural rivals. They're in New York. They're an all-time franchise. They play in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Go to a Knicks game, you feel like you're in the middle of the world. I mean, it's there's nothing like it. But they suck.
The two rival cities for like our regional area are LA and New York.
Yep.
We hate the Giants, Jets,
true.
Football.
New York is a natural rival to Boston.
The LA.
Yep.
The Brooklyn Nets
don't qualify. They just don't qualify. It's Knicks.
Yeah.
Celtics Knicks when the Knicks are good.
And
it's awesome.
In related news to Boston sports, the Bears are to get wide receiver Cordarrelle Patterson from the Patriots for 2 years.
Oh, he's bad. He's old.
He's a good player.
He's old.
I wanted him back.
He's kind of good at receiving.
Patriots have lost a lot. I mean, Trey Flowers left.
We can replace him.
Agreed.
And with
it's not the end of the world, but
loss,
it's still a loss.
With this loss of Cordarrelle Patterson.
J.C. Jackson left.
With this loss.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
With this loss of Cordarrelle Patterson, do you expect Danny Amendola to be a more likely candidate to come back?
Amendola signed with the Lions.
You did?
It's a done deal, yeah.
We talked about that yesterday, but...
No. It's a good question. Yes, I would have, generally. I don't know.
I didn't see that. Sorry.
I don't... The Patriots traditionally sit out the first few days of free agency. They're never the first one. Although, the Bennett... Nobody talks about the Michael Bennett deal. It's the best deal in the NFL. This is the best deal in the NFL free agency is Michael Bennett to the Patriots. You know how good Michael Bennett is?
See that tight end guy?
No, that's his brother, Martellus, who might come back, by the way. Michael Bennett, playing for the Eagles. He is an animal.
Oh, he's that defensive guy.
Animal. Absolutely. As usual, you are completely worthless to the podcast, but I love you anyways. This is a guy. This is a great signing. Now they're going to pressure up the middle. They got Van Noy. Their whole secondary return is both McCourty's return. I mean... Best cornerback in the league, in my opinion.
Do you think J.C.
And you know who the best cornerback in the league? You know who the best cornerback in the league is?
No.
From the Patriots?
Oh, Tom Brady.
Bueller.
Stephon Gilmore?
Cornerback.
Oh, I thought you said quarter, my bad.
I did say quarterback. Well, they have the best quarterback and cornerback. But Gilmore is an animal. This is a good deal.
Do you think that...
This is a good deal.
Do you think Jason McCourty's going to take a step forward this year?
Yeah, I thought he had a good year last year.
He had a nice play in the Super Bowl when he lost his man.
Sometimes when you play with your brother, you never try harder than you do with anyone else. You always want to beat your brother, your older brother.
Yep.
Yeah.
Your twin brother. I mean, whatever they are. I don't know exactly what they're. I think they're twins. I think they're twins. But I don't want to. I don't. They may be a year apart, 2 years. I don't know. But they both had great years, and Devin McCourty's an all-time Patriot. So
yeah.
Another interesting story. The ex-Penn coach Allen says he took $300,000 bribe back when he was there. And this goes into like the coach that accepted the bribe or was accused of like paying students the other day.
Wow. What are your thoughts? Top of your head, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, I think college players should be paid.
If you believe college players should be paid, then this is a non-story. But, you know, as Rallo brings up, right now it's illegal.
Yes.
I mean, just, it's that simple.
I mean, but you can bet on college games.
Yep. You
so
sure
I think
can.
They should be paid.
You sure can. You sure can. Billions will be bet on March Madness. Yeah. Billions. Not millions. Billions.
Yep.
Whether it be brackets or individual games or conference tournaments or this or that. Bup.
Yep.
Nothing but money.
Has Zion confirmed entering the ACC tournament yet?
He's going to play
he
in
is,
ACC
right?
tournament. All right,
good.
He's confirmed.
How do you feel about him being named ACC's top player and rookie of the year, even though
what?
He didn't play against their rivals?
Is that a confirmed
time?
Story?
Yeah.
I do not like
Oof.
That.
Me neither. Yuck. Boy, that doesn't sit well. He missed four games.
I think Barrett should have deserved either one of those awards. Like, maybe give one to Zion, one to Barrett, but, like,
yeah,
I think Barrett had a great year, too.
And by the way, can we at least appreciate Virginia? Can someone here appreciate? Virginia's
well,
going to win the national title.
Beat Virginia.
Virginia's twice, and everyone else in the country lost to them, including North Carolina twice. Including Florida State, twice. Including Virginia Tech, twice. I mean, Virginia is, I'm telling you, they're going to win the national title. Listen, don't listen. I'm telling you, you can get them at 6701 right now at your local casino.
Want to know what's
Virginia.
Up?
Virginia.
North
Carolina.
Want to know what's kind of unlucky?
Exactly. Everyone has an opinion in March Madness. We do.
Want to know what's kind of unlucky for Virginia? UMBC is currently winning against Hartford and could go to the tournament again.
Ah, well played. Roscoe, I'm not even sure that's sure. Roscoe, is that true? Rollo, somebody confirmed it.
UMBC's winning right now. 56.
So they're about to go and be a 16 seed.
No, it's in the semifinals.
I swear to God, if I was on the selection committee, I would make them play Virginia. I would absolutely guarantee it. Even if they deserve like a 14 or a 15 seed, I'd be like, nope. You are playing Virginia.
So just give them Virginia the
because the beatdown Virginia would lay on them, they might not get to 10. Final score that might be 70-8.
Well, no, that's not true.
Virginia is the best. Forget it. I'm telling you. Anyways, a 16 will not be the one this year. Believe me, the one seeds this year are locked and loaded. I believe we have Virginia, Carolina, Gonzaga, and probably Kentucky right now, although if Duke wins the ACC tournament, which I think they will. A lot of people think they will. Duke will bump Carolina down the line. And if Tennessee wins the SEC tournament, they might bump Kentucky down the line. But it's going to be fascinating to see what we have. But the 16 will not be the one this year. I promise you, I will never podcast again. The 16 will not be the one this year, period. Now, 15 over 2, different discussion. We'll talk brackets next week after they come out on this podcast. So come back and join us.
All right. Thank you for listening. And
final thoughts?
I don't
anything
know.
You want. There's no bad answer.
I don't really have one tonight. I guess.
Who do you think's going to win the national title?
Virginia. Michigan State second.
Duke. Very cliche, but
yep.
Alas.
Big favorite. Makes sense.
You know, I got North Carolina still.
ACC ruling the world as usual.
Good night, everybody.